This is KUT. Austin's creeks and waterways are part of what's attracted people to this part of the world for thousands of years. But, of course, they also create flooding hazards. As KUT's Moses Bichelle reports, when one heavy rain on top of another sends tons of debris into the creeks, the flood risk becomes even more difficult to control.
So to see exactly how, I've come down here to the Bolden neighborhood. I think that's where we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here with?
Roxanne Jackson with Watershed Protection Department.
Great, and we're here at a creek where a creek goes under a bridge. What are we looking at here?
We're looking at a nice babbling brook, but during rainfall events, the creek rises and water and debris and trash convey down this stream.
And convey means they just...
It moves on down the line.
And sometimes it gets jammed up, I guess.
And sometimes it does.
You think it would be okay if I just jump down there for
you
a second?
It's real soft and...
All right, let's see. Maybe we'll find some arrowheads or something down here.
Oh, we have quite a collection of things that are found.
What's some of the coolest stuff you've found?
Well, of course, we got lots of old shells, you know, different kind of prehistoric shells. And anything that's in a neighborhood, you'll find in these creeks.
Yeah, I'm under the bridge now, and you can hear there's a storm drain that's bringing some water into the creek here, and then the rest of the water flowing through the creek under the bridge. There's some vegetation that's wrapped a little bit around the bridge. There's something stuck under there, right?
Yep. There is what it looks like a large tree and a root ball, and we have a work order in, so we have crews that will come back out here and pull all this material out.
Right, the bridge could almost become like a dam if enough.
Yes, if a large, a large tree backs up and blocks that, and then other material keeps backing up behind it, then you have like a little dam, and then it rises up and will go over the road, and then the road has to be closed.
The reason I'm asking you about this now is because we have seen so much rain. What's it been like?
It's been a crazy year. So just from Halloween alone, we've already pulled out over 277 tons of debris from that one event.
Do you need more resources, in times like this?
Well, it's always helpful to have as many resources as you need to address the problems. You know, we've got ongoing problems during the year, things that were caused during a rainfall event, you know, blowouts of a channel or large accumulations of sediment that need to be removed, projects just to make sure people's drainage in their local area works properly. And then when it rains, that just adds to that list of things to do. So we want to have enough people to do that, and sometimes it gets a little tight.
And we always, in Austin, we're always talking about all the growth and development. Does that interact with us at all?
Well, sure. We've been expanding our jurisdiction, so it's been growing wider while it also has been infilling. So we've got more people in the urban core while we're also expanding the outer edges. And that just makes more area, service area. So we want to provide that level of service that everybody expects, but that gets a little difficult when you have so far to go and then also a lot of more impact in that urban core.
Anything else?
Well, we always want to tell people to turn around, don't drown. It's very important to be safe during rainfall events. And then call Austin 311. We want to hear what's going on in your neighborhood. If you have a concern about drainage, please let us know. Let us investigate what's going on and get back to you with what may need to be done.
All right, thank you. Reporting from a creek in South Austin, I'm Moses Bichelle, KUT News. Well, look it. And I might have even just found a little fossil here.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something.
Little shell.
Yeah.